say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van der Holden's him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Wags here in studio, and we have a gigantic show to be having here over the next hour. Randy up, he's out of town, he is jet setting, so you have me, but we do have an interview, 1:35, as we come out of the 1:30 break, a very special interview. We'll be talking to Ben Gettler, Brothers Never Forget, which is an organization putting on an event this weekend, a fundraiser for the Tampa Bay Frogman Swim, a fundraiser for the Navy SEAL Foundation. So we will talk with him in the bottom half of the hour about what they're going to be doing, not only this weekend, but over the next couple months to raise money for the Navy SEAL Foundation. So we have that coming up. Obviously, in the sports world, plenty of stuff to get to because it seems like everything has been happening right around this time of year. We have the news about Chris Bosch. He might be medically retired. We have ASJ, Austin Safarian Jenkins, who was arrested last night on a DUI charge. We have the retirement of Vin Scully coming up, an icon in the not only baseball world, not only the sports world, but definitely the United States. He's been around doing his thing for seven decades. We have the retirement of David Ortiz as well, ending his storied career. The Red Sox are actually in town this weekend, so we'll be discussing that. We have the home opener for the Buccaneers, which is going to be against the Los Angeles Rams, not the St. Louis Rams. It's just a really, really big time frame. So first off, because it's Bucks, let's go ahead and get to the Bucks stuff first. Sad to say that Austin Safarian Jenkins was arrested last night, and it's a misdemeanor DUI charge. Now, it just seems like it's, at least for this first 3 weeks of the season, of the regular season, it's one thing after another. You had Jacquees Smith going down. We have Doug Martin, who's also now out for at least 3 weeks. We had the poor showing last weekend against the Cardinals. Now we have ASJ dealing with his off-the-field issues. He was arrested early this morning. Apparently was stopped and picked up at 3:42 a.m. So, I mean, he was only held until 10 a.m. and he's out on a $750 bond. So I'm not trying to downplay something. Obviously, a DUI is a DUI. There are certain decisions that were made up till that point, but I'm also not going to speculate as to his situation. I think that whenever somebody is out and about, especially at that time of day, you're certainly putting yourself in a position where bad things can happen. But I mean, I've actually, a personal friend of mine, he was, put into a situation due to no fault of his own. And it actually ended up turning into a DUI for him. And you might be thinking, well, if you're driving under the influence, or if you're stopped and arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence, then you put yourself in that situation. Hear me out. Obviously, I'm not going to be using any names. That's not something that I'm going to be attaching that to an individual. But let's say somebody is out regular time. Let's say at night after work, but it's not like it's 1 a.m., 2 a.m., something like that. At a bar that is around the corner from their house. Okay? They're having a drink. Doesn't even have to be an alcoholic drink at all. And they're talking to somebody, and for whatever reason, at some point in time, a drug is slipped into their glass. That is certainly possible, especially in this day and age. Something is slipped into their glass. If they start to take in that drink that has that drug in it, that is something that they had no prior knowledge of. They weren't necessarily putting themselves in the position of trying to drive home while intoxicated. But if they knew that something was wrong, they started feeling a certain way, they knew they needed to get out of that situation, get home, get away from the bar, get away from people, right around the corner, trying to get home before the drug actually has a chance to kick in. But you'd have to imagine, I'm sure plenty of people have seen it out there, you're leaving a bar and there are cops sitting there waiting and watching people to leave. So just on that fact, somebody would get pulled over. They can see their house. They get pulled over. And while they're getting all of their stuff run through the system, that's when the drugs kick in. So there's certainly situations where somebody could be in a DUI situation where it was not their fault. They did not try to put themselves in that position. Still probably shouldn't have driven home. However, we don't know what the situation is. Again, this was early in the morning. Nobody was injured. Nobody was hurt. No damage to property. $750 bond. Still a situation that has to be addressed. So I don't know if we'll see this end up coming to anything more than that. But Ed, what are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Where do you start?
So you don't feel the same way I do.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Here's the thought.
I have a problem with the time of day or morning. At 3:42 or 4 a.m., whatever it is. This guy just got off a game where they got shellacked. And he's supposed to be focused, and you're out till 3:30. Let's say 3:30 in the morning, 3:45. You got practice in what, 3 hours? And you're supposed to be mentally – this is the main problem with ASJ in the training camps and stuff is because he wasn't coherent. He wasn't doing things right. He was going off sides. He was missing the snap count. He wasn't all there. I guarantee you, if he'd have gone to work that day and not gotten a DUI, he wouldn't have been all there. So these are the problems that are looming for this guy. And – that's what I said. I just got a problem with the time of day, especially, like I said, since they got waxed last weekend and he's supposed to be really, you know, on his game this week and getting things rolling. The team's ready to bounce back and he's out till 4 o'clock in the morning. That just doesn't ride.
Yeah, I can definitely see that being, I think, yeah, I said it was 3:42 in the morning.
Right.
Something like that. And you have to feel that. I mean, I'm not trying to say that this is not questionable at all. I definitely feel that you have to be cognizant of this situation. I mean, yeah, you have a lot to make up for. Now, he was only targeted 2 times last week. He had both receptions. He had 14 yards, no touchdowns. So, I mean, when you're talking about off the top of my head, I don't know how the rest of his game went last week, what his blocking schemes were, how he ran his routes when he was going out. So I don't know if it's actually even really relevant, though. Now that I think about it, I I started to think that I'm turning into Randy. I'm arguing with myself. So, I mean, when he was called upon during last week's game, apparently it looked like, going by the stats, he stepped up and did his job. But then you're talking about the blocking, and if he played up to par like nobody else did last week. But then again, you're right. As a team, they should be very, very super focused. This is the first home game of the season. At least in my mind, I feel that this should be a fairly easy win. I mean, I don't know what everybody else thinks. Let me know what you think. Anybody out there in Radioland, 866-826-1340. That's 866-TAN-1340. Let us know what you think about this upcoming game and whether you're going to be there for the LA Rams coming into town. I know that I will be there. Randy will be there. We will be at the What the Buck tailgate party prior to the game, supporting them. I believe since this is the first home game of the season, all of the money collected during their charity tailgate will be going to the One Voice Foundation for pediatric cancer. So definitely come on out to the What the Buck tailgate party prior to LA Rams versus the Tampa Bay Bucks. I believe they start at 11 a.m. and they shut things down at 3 o'clock prior to the 4 o'clock kickoff. So, yeah, moving forward. That happened last night. Moving forward.
But one thing about that. Let's just take the DUI out. What if somebody published a photo of ASJ in a nightclub at 3:30, quarter to 4 in the morning? Would you have a problem with that?
Yeah, well, yeah, but going back to what you said, it's the timing part and where his mind needs to be. So even if you're removing the DUI from the situation, the fact of the matter is he's still out partying early hours and not being where he needs to be, which is in bed getting ready for the next day. So, yeah, I mean, it is the only difference is the fact that there was a quote-unquote incident as opposed to just a published photograph. Certainly, the DUI situation could have ended much worse.
Well, I think if they come as far as to release him, they won't say they're releasing him for the DUI. They'll say they're releasing him because his mind wasn't where it needs to be with the rest of the team moving forward.
They'll use that excuse.
Which to me is a good excuse.
Well, it's valid, but don't you? I don't know. I think if they do decide to make that determination, I think they would be very much allowed to use the DUI as an excuse as well. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was some sort of manager of personnel a year or two ago that was in a drive-through, and he had I think he had bumped the bumper of the car right in front of in the drive-thru, and he was fired for that. Now, granted, that was a vehicle hitting another vehicle in the sense of it was a fender bender, and he was determined to have been driving under the influence. So there is a little bit of a difference there, but I think that if that is a determination the Buccaneers want to make, they're certainly within their rights for either reason. They have multiple reasons to.
Well, if I'm the coach, and I know Dirk Cutter's got a very short leash on him. If I'm the head coach, I've had enough because if you're going to throw him out of practice in training camp or whatever, if you got to throw him out of practice because he's not listening to you there, this just sends a bad message to the team. Sorry, everybody else is in bed studying their playbooks or whatever, getting in bed early and get ready for practice the next day. He's out wheeling around at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I say cut him.
Well, he might have been out late, but one thing we don't want to be, we don't want to be running late for our breaks. We want to make sure we stay on time so we can talk to Ben at the bottom of the hour. So with that, let's hit this first break of the afternoon. You're listening to Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Fireball.
feels like we're on a fireball here in Florida. Tampa Bay is hotter than ever. It's supposed to be fall, something like that. Somebody told me it was, what, the first day of fall yesterday, and it's in the 90s, so I don't believe them. Everybody's a liar. That's ridiculous. Absolutely not. What isn't ridiculous are blood clots, and Chris Bosch has apparently, I mean, for all intents and purposes, we most likely will not see him play again. He has been not cleared to participate in the NBA training camp with the Heat over there in Miami because of his blood clots. He's been dealing with those for a couple of years now, and one of the big things is you can't mess around with something like that. You don't have the flexibility to say, okay, look, this is one of those things that we can monitor easily. It's something that can be fixed easily. No, this is something that can very, very all of a sudden cause some really, really significant issues. And because of that, I completely understand why the team, the NBA, the doctors, whoever is making this decision, any or all of them, are saying, no, you cannot play. And I also see the other side. That's a problem with something like this. You see the other side because Chris Bosch, he's only in his, what, early 30s, I'm pretty sure. And let's see, he's 32. Supposed to be making just under $24 million this year. He's on a five-year, $118 million contract. Third year of that, as I said, the first two seasons of this contract have been shortened because of his blood clot issues, but he's set to make $23.7 million this year, $25.2 next season, $26.8 in the 18 and 19 season in the last year of that contract. So I think you add up all those numbers. We're talking over, I think it's $77 million-ish. In that area, roughly $77 million over the next 3 years that he's supposed to be able to earn that otherwise, I mean, it's one of the things where, oh, can't go to work today or ever again. So what do you do with a situation like that? He's been fighting tooth and nail to try to get second, third, fifth, seventh opinions. And I don't know. I know how I feel about it. I personally think that in his position, he has obviously built his name up enough. He can utilize that in other venues and other ways so that he can still make money as a business person outside of the NBA, outside of basketball, professional basketball. So if I were him, which I am not, last time I checked, I mean, I'm 5'6". Just saying. So if I were him, I would try to utilize that name power to build outside of this. Yes, it's hard to say bye-bye to such a large sum of money, doing something that you love, and it's not your decision. It's something that's being forced upon you at a fairly young age. I mean, there's some guys that play well longer than just 32 and just try to continue on that way. He has a family to be responsible for, a wife and five kids. So I don't know. I want to know what everybody else thinks. I feel that the family and the health have to be just without question, the bigger picture here. The career, I understand, is there to be able to pay for medical bills or to be able to provide the right upbringing and lifestyle for your family to be able to support them. I understand that. But again, at this point in time in his career, he's been able to build himself up with his talent to be able to have that and grow from there in other avenues. Ed, I want to get your thoughts on this. Should he fight the good fight and see if he'll be able to be allowed to be
on the roster and attend training camp and continue his contract? Or should he just go ahead and go quietly into that good night?
When you're dealing with a blood clot, I would say listen to the doctors on that. It's not a sprain or something like that. This is a health issue. We've seen players, sorry to say, but, you know, just drop because of a blood clot. You don't want to mess with that. It could be devastating consequences, and if not death. So I say shut it down.
Yeah, and that it, to me, that's almost a common sense thing that we should all take into account. We've heard about stuff like this happening to other players in other sports around the world. For those who follow soccer, especially are familiar with Real Madrid, there was a kid, I definitely say kid, Lucas Silva, who was forced into retirement because he had a heart condition, and it was found when he was 23 years old. So you have to just to picture this, being 23, you are on the roster of one of the largest sports franchises in the world in Real Madrid, and all of a sudden you can't play soccer anymore. Done. No more. For those who follow the UFC, this has also happened very recently. There was an Irish fighter named Paddy Hooligan Holohan, and he was supposed to fight in May, as recently as May. On May 8th, he was going to fight in Rotterdam, Netherlands, and on April 25th, I believe it was, he had to abruptly announce his retirement because, quote, "I was born with a factor missing in my blood called factor 13. I never disclosed it then or now. It came to the UFC's attention from a third party, and I can no longer pass the medical requirements to compete. Only 1 in 5 million people are diagnosed, so I knew that it was so rare organizations wouldn't understand or take the chance with me, as I have found out now. I never explained in full to John or my team the actual risk, because I didn't think there was an excess risk." So, end quote. So, a 1 in 5 million chance of having this rare blood disease, missing a piece of your blood that's supposed to be in there. Just a crazy situation. Your heart goes out to them. You don't want to see people that are all of a sudden not able to do what they've been doing up to this point. They're playing a sport they love. Their career is legitimately being taken from them. So it's tough to see stuff like that. But again, the health has to take precedence in this situation. So let's go ahead. We'll hit this second break. On the other side of this break, we will, as I said earlier, have Ben Gettler, who is of Brothers Never Forget. We will talk to him about their social event tomorrow, 2 to 7 at the Old Northeast Tavern. We'll catch you on the flip side. You're listening to Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Definitely know it's not Ed's first day doing this, because he knew that I wanted to talk about the Press Box Sports Emporium. That was the last commercial you heard. We will be there on the 26th. That's next Monday, for the player show. Just so you know, Adam Humphrey's scheduled to be the guest for that night. So make sure you get there early, 6:30 p.m. The show starts at 7 o'clock. Get your seat, get your food, and get ready for a great night at 222 South Dale Mabry. So, with that, let's go out to the phone lines, because before we have Monday night, first we have Saturday afternoon at Old Northeast Tavern. And on the line to talk with us about the event out there, let's welcome to the program Ben Gettler. Ben, how you doing today, sir?
Doing well, sir. Thank you very much for giving me a few minutes of time.
Absolutely, definitely. Once I had first heard about the event, I saw a flyer. It was talking about the Tampa Bay Frogman Swim, and there's a fundraising social. And the two words that really caught my attention were Beer Fest. Tell us about the event.
Yes, sir. The Old Northeast Tavern, they're down on 7th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. They've been doing this block party for a long time, and the folks over there have turned out for us and have been fantastic and given us the opportunity from the Tampa Bay Frogman Swim, and specifically our team, Brothers Never Forget, to come in and do a little sponsorship with them. The event, Beer Fest, is going to be from 2 to 7 on the 24th on Saturday. There is an entry fee. It's $30 or $35. But that's all you can drink and eat. So it's going to be fantastic. Once again, that's at Old Northeast Tavern, 2 to 7 on Saturday. Brothers Never Forget, well, we're a team that is associated with the Tampa Bay Frogman Swim. We're a group of former and current special operations guys. We are doing a fundraiser there. Part of what we're doing for the event is, raising money for the Navy SEAL Foundation, but we're also bringing awareness to the community that there's a bunch of special operations guys out there. There's families out there that are connected with special operations. We have Gold Star families in the community, and we want to bring some awareness to some of the strife and struggles that individuals are having. You know, what better opportunity to get the community involved in understanding some of those problems when January 15th, so we're going to be swimming across the bay. It's about five kilometers, a little over 3.5 miles. Cold water, tough struggle, going across that bay, bringing awareness to some of the things that we go through as former military operators. And we want to give everyone an opportunity to kind of see that the event, the Tampa Bay Frogman Swim, has been going on since 2010. And last year, the event sold out in less than 15 minutes. We raised over $500,000 for the Navy SEAL Foundation. All the proceeds from this go to the Navy SEAL Foundation. It's a great 501c3. They've been established just before the war started, 2000. And they have really been focused on the Naval Special Warfare community, the warriors within that community, not just Navy SEALs, some of the other organizations tied with them, supporting those families in many, many ways. You hear a lot about bad charities and good charities out there. The Navy SEAL Foundation, over 95 cents of every dollar is going to help the service member or the service member's family. That's a huge portion of the proceeds. You could see just by the dedication of that organization. They're going out and they're helping, the warriors and their families. They're doing, assistance and survivor support. They're looking at educational opportunities and helping some of the NAVSPEC warfare, military members transition out of the military. It's just a plethora of things that are going on. To bring it back around, that's what we're doing is we're trying to bring all this awareness, getting the word out of, the Tampa Bay Frogman Swim, the Gold Star families, the Navy SEAL Foundation and the efforts, the things that they're doing. And the way we're doing it is a bunch of former and current operators. We are the Brothers Never Forget team that is raising money. We're going to be at Beer Fest, the block party. We're going to have a tent set up there. And we're going to ask to talk to folks that are coming by and at the block party. We're going to ask them, if they'd like to donate. That would be fantastic for us. We got some T-shirts that we put together for the team that will be on sale. And we're going to have a big raffle. The party is going to keep on going for the next couple months. And we're going to do a final celebration party sometime in December. But this weekend we'll be selling those raffle tickets. We've got some great items that have been donated to the community and for us to promote, from the community for us to promote. So I don't know, Alex, what other questions might you have about it?
Well, yeah, you definitely pretty much covered everything that I was thinking of, at least with the events themselves. I do have one more question, especially with the Frogman Swim. How did you guys come up with the idea of swimming across Tampa Bay? I mean, there's plenty of 5Ks out there. There's plenty of events out there, but this is pretty unique in the grand scheme of things. How did you guys figure this one out?
Well, I got to tell you, it started with a couple of our local families here that were connected with the Navy SEAL community, and their father was a part of the community. Also started with somebody we lost this year, Terry Tomlin. He was one of the founders of it, and they came up with the idea of doing this guerrilla swim across the bay in commemoration of several specific SEALs in the beginning, and it has really grown. I wasn't a part of it at the very beginning. I've been associated with it for almost 4 years now, and this will be my first year that I think we're going to actually get to swim it. So we're really excited about that. You know, you mentioned Terry Tomlin, and, you know, it's individuals like this in the community that are such great representation of support, military supporters, that these kind of things couldn't happen without them. You know, Terry's a living heart with all of us. And, you know, one of the things we're going to be doing is his favorite drink was Gentleman Jack. And we're going to be carrying a bottle of Gentleman Jack across the bay because, like Terry and like a lot of the other fallen brothers that have sacrificed, paid the ultimate sacrifice for their country, they're going to be swimming with us. They're in our hearts and our minds every moment of this day. You know, some of the folks like to say, you know, this whole event isn't about the race. It's about all those people that we're connecting and working with and communicating and bringing this awareness to and doing some of the fundraising all up into the event. The day of the event, the swim, that's for us to have a little fun, get across the bay as quickly and without hypothermia as possible, and have a little party with the Gold Star families. I do want to mention, you know, when we start talking about local community folks, you know, we've had such a wonderful opportunity at the block party here. Old Northeast Tavern is putting on the Brothers Never Forget Blonde. Three Daughters has rebranded their Beach Blonde beer and allowed us to call it Brothers Never Forget Blonde Ale. And Old Northeast Tavern is going to be donating $1 from every pint sold to the Navy SEAL Foundation, to the Frogman Swim. You know, those are the kind of people that we love to connect with in the community, and we're just so blessed to be able to have a chance to have, you know, the Terry Tomlin, the Mike Harding, the owners of the Old Northeast Tavern down at 7th Avenue, North St. Pete. You know, those are the people that, you know, Brothers Never Forget couldn't be an entity without them. Yeah, you know, it's been fantastic. We've really gotten a lot of support. You know, we've Tier, one of the best swimsuit companies in the world, they're supporting us. I mean, it's just we're so blessed to have a chance to connect everybody together on an event like this on Saturday, 2 to 7. You know, we'll be down there to share some of our stories of operations and the good times and some of the heartfelt stories of some of our brothers that have gone before us. And you guys come on down and enjoy some time with us. That gives us a chance to keep them alive in our hearts and in our minds by telling some of those great stories.
Well, it's definitely through acts like this, the charity acts that you guys have been doing, the stories, they live on through us, through the stories, because they are our brothers. And of course, Brothers Never Forget raised over $500,000, you said, last year. Let's make it more. Everybody, please show up 2 to 7 o'clock tomorrow, Old Northeast Tavern. Ben, thank you very much for taking the time to tell us about the event and what it means to be a part of this event. And let's try to do some really great things for the veterans that sacrifice for our country.
Hey, and thank you for your service too, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ben Gettler from Brothers Never Forget, again, for the Navy SEAL Foundation. With that, let's hit into our last break. We might even have another caller on the other side of this break. He probably has something to weigh in on. He kind of has something to do with the show. I'll put it that way. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior,
or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Once again, want to make sure that everybody takes a couple hours on Monday night. You need to make sure you are at 222 South Dale Mabry, because you will get a chance to meet and talk to Adam Humphreys, who's going to be there for the Monday Night Player Show, and to expand not only on that, but on everything that's been happening over the last couple days of the week in the sports world. Let's welcome to the program the guy whose name is on it, Randy. How are you, sir?
Got to be honest, I totally forgot we were doing a show. I was at a buffet. Oh,
how about that?
This is my surprise.
Timing's thing. Everything. Yeah, exactly. This is my surprise.
Tell you what, absolutely an incredible buffet up here in the Roswell, Atlanta, Georgia area. But I guess there's some things to talk about. First and foremost, has Seferian Jenkins been released from jail yet?
Yes, he was released at 10 a.m. on a $750 bond. So that's the latest that I've been able to see. I guess the next question is, will he be on the team by the time Sunday rolls around? And if so, what role will he play?
I believe he will be on the team, but I believe that he will not dress. I think they'll put him down, not permanently. Not like, you know, he's a puppy and they're going to put him down.
Right. That's a little much. Does the crime fit the punishment fit the crime?
Honestly, you want me to be honest?
Well, I have a feeling I know where you're going with it. Go ahead.
DUI to me is one of the absolute worst things you can do. Being a fairly wealthy person and having a DUI takes having a DUI to a whole new level. Back in the day, former number one draft pick Marcus Jones used to go everywhere in a limo, and people would make fun of him, and they'd laugh at him, and they'd say he's flaunting, you know, that he has money. No, he's not flaunting. What he's doing is guaranteeing that he'll never have a DUI. When you're out that late at night and you're drinking and you're, I don't know where he was, but, you know, whether it was a bar or a nightclub or whatever, Jesus, you know you're drinking. You can afford a cab. You can afford calling a buddy. You can afford a limo. I hope they throw the book at him and anybody else that ever gets a DUI.
And Randy, my point was he had practice in 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so much for righting the ship.
Well,
you know,
there's also
saying all the right. You know what was funny, Ed, is I was in the locker room on Wednesday, and somebody asked him the fact with Stocker down, do you relish the role? Or, I mean, are you okay with, do you like the blocking portion of what, you know, your job is now going to include? Because Stocker is the blocking tight end. And all he did is he turned, he gave him a death stare and said, I like playing the game.
Well, probably won't be playing the game on Sunday.
I don't think he will. But, yeah, like Ed said, it's 4 in the morning. They have to be there at 7. They have to be there at 7:30. What are these guys thinking? What is he thinking? Is he trying to play his way out of Tampa Bay? I think he's succeeding.
Well, and a point that Ed brought up earlier was also the fact that, let's say it had not been a DUI. Let's say that someone had, they had taken a happy snap with their phone, said, hey, it's Austin Seferian Jenkins, and they posted it up, and somebody found it.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, somebody posts a picture of him out in the club at 4 o'clock in the morning. I think it's just as damaging, only he's not going to jail.
It's only damaging, you know, if he's out at 4 in the morning, if when he comes in and he has a terrible day of practice. Now, again, we didn't talk about this much, and I don't know if you guys touched on it, the fact that all the guys have been saying this week is how bad they practiced last week.
Mm-hmm.
How do you practice bad? All you're doing is running through plays. So, yeah, it's bad, but it's only bad if you're going out there and being intoxicated, not running the plays or doing whatever. And we'll never know because he didn't make it to practice because he was in what they like to call the slammer. But it is going to be interesting. It'll be interesting how they handle this. It's been a situation in the locker room. There's other situations that's going on. How about this quote? And I have it on video, and we'll get it on our website, I'm sure, at some point. When somebody asked Cutter about Vincent Jackson and how Jackson and Winston are not on the same page and this, that, the other, and Cutter's quote was, he's playing harder. What does that mean? He's trying more now?
Winston or Jackson? Who's playing harder?
Or Jackson. Totally Jackson. I mean, I don't think Winston can really play any harder. Can, you know, he's out there giving it his all. But the way I took that comment was, well, at least he tried last week. What?
Exactly, yeah. He's supposed to be giving it his all. He's supposed to be playing to the point where there is no playing harder on a week-in, week-out basis. So that shouldn't, I see what you're meaning. There shouldn't be that next level to take it to.
Changing gears just for a second. I'm sure you touched on it. I know, you know, the show only has another couple minutes or so. Get out, and I normally don't say this, get out to Tropicana Field today or tomorrow or Sunday.
Yes.
Watch David Ortiz for the last time at home, you know, at home for Rays. You know, this is the last time this weekend you'll see David Ortiz play live in person in Tampa Bay. So it's definitely worth going out at least one time and watching Big Poppy.
I know I will be there tonight. I'm looking forward to that matchup. He's going to be going up against Archer. It's going to be a good game, I think. Again, it's a rivalry situation. Not that there's all that much riding on the line per se, at least for the Rays. This is every game right now is a big game for the Red Sox, being at the top of the AL East. But this is a good matchup, and as you said, it's history that's going to be ending here in the next couple of weeks, and this is the last time for anybody here to see Poppy play. So looking forward to that. Anything?
Gotta be honest. I don't care if it's a good game. It probably won't be a good game, but at least get out there and watch David Ortiz for your final time. Sorry, back to you.
Are there any other things that you wanted to hit? Did you want to talk about maybe Martin being out for 3 weeks? We have the shakeups with UFC 205 that's going to be in November. That's big news in the MMA world. We had weigh-ins for UFC Fight Night 95 this morning. Cyborg made weight. Anything like that you want to talk about?
No, I want to talk about the undefeated New England Patriots. Tom Brady out for the first four games. We all know that. They go 1-0, 2-0. They go to a third-string quarterback. They're 3-0.
And they shut out the
Texans. I want them to be 4-0 next week.
And they're going to use LeGarrette Blount as their quarterback next week.
I don't know if that's a real
thing. No, Amendola.
That was a joke. Amendola, yeah, there we go. They'll use Danny Amendola to be their quarterback. There you go.
Well, he was the backup last night.
Seriously?
Yeah. He was listed as the backup if they needed to go to it.
That I was just trying to be funny. That actually happened.
No, but that's it. All right, I know we're almost out of time. I'll throw it back to you. I know you've plugged it a few times. The Press Box Sports Emporium this Monday. Looking forward to it. Adam Humphreys will be in the house, so get there, be square, don't be square. Order some chicken wings at Berg's and the Press Box.
We will see you on Monday. We'll also see you on Sunday because we have the home against the L.A. Rams, the What the Buck tailgate party before the game. Again, starts at 11 o'clock, goes till 3. All proceeds. 100% of the proceeds go to One Voice Foundation for pediatric cancer research. I believe when we talked to Chris, the Bucks addict, he said that just last year they helped 99 families here locally in the Tampa Bay area. So very good cause. Make sure you're there. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Make sure you're watching sports because there's always stuff going on. And then next week you can call in to 1340 AM and talk with us on Tan Talk about it. Check us out, www.knockoutradio.com, at Knockout Radio on Twitter, and Knockout Radio.com on Facebook. Have a great weekend, everybody.